Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now we're going to check in Seattle, who covers the Seahawks for the Tacoma News Tribune. Greg Bell, thank you for giving us some time today on this pregame. How you doing, Greg, and what's it like out there right now?
Good morning for us. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It's light rain. First rain Seattle's had in a couple months, actually.
Shocker, right?
But it hasn't rained a long time here, but it's going to be a light rain, 60-degree type of day, more like an October-November game for Seattle. I don't think the weather will be a huge factor. It's not windy, it's not cold, and it's not heavy rain.
Greg, when you look at this Seattle home team, you know, at home today, we've heard so much. Obviously, the Lumen Field crowd, the 12th man is a big to-do. But as of late, Seattle hasn't been as successful at home.
It's crazy that they've lost 7 of their last 8 home games dating to last season. And, I mean, that's some of the worst teams in the league don't go 7 and losing 7 of 8 at home. They've lost as a 7.5-point favorite as they are today. They lost last year to the Giants in the same situation in early October. They lost again to the 49ers, as they have often in the last half dozen years, to begin this season at home. They spent a lot of time, Mike McDonald, the second-year coach, spent a lot of time talking about fast starts in home games, yet they tend to play behind. They fall behind early. They chase games. You guys know a little bit about Clint Kubiak from last year's Saints team. His offenses are not built to chase games. They're built to take a lead and then wear down a defense with the running game, play action passes off of that. And often in home games, they have fallen behind early and gotten out of what they want to do. So that's the key for them today. Start fast.
Greg, what can you tell us about Mike McDonald? Because it felt like last year, Seattle gets off to the slow start, but then they really picked it up in the second half of the season. And a lot of that is because the defense really kind of got established there. We know how brilliant he is as a defensive mind. We also saw what he did in Baltimore. But kind of building that defense from the ground up here in Seattle, and then, you know, the good start that they've been off to this year as well defensively, it just feels like he's really kind of earned that reputation as a great young defensive mind.
They hired him to fix the defense. That was what got Pete Carroll fired. The defense was broken. It was bottom of the league, stopping the run, giving up tons of points. And now they've allowed 17 points in each of the first two games. That's their fewest points allowed since 2017. The only Seahawks team to allow fewer points in the first two games to begin a season was the 2013 Super Bowl champion Legion of Boom, the number one ranked defense. They brought him here to fix the defense, and he spent all last year doing it. They traded for Ernest Jones in the middle of the season, a quintessential Mike McDonald middle linebacker. When he hits guys, they go to the ground, a general on the field, a real commanding force that transformed them. They've got 2 Pro Bowlers in the back of the defense in the secondary, cornerback Devin Witherspoon and Julian Love, both of whom may not play today, probably won't. Their list is doubtful and didn't practice all week. And I'm pretty sure Kellen Moore and the Saints are going to be targeting that in the secondary because they are mixing and matching there. Alvin Kamara, guys, has really given the Seahawks fit in the passing game. In three games against Seattle, Kamara's had 9 targets out of the backfield in the pass game. And as you guys know, it's not just swing passes and checkdowns. He'll go out in primary routes. The Seahawks spent a lot of time this week working on Kamara out of the backfield and tackling after the catch, which they were poor at doing in Pittsburgh. But he spent all last year, McDonald did, fixing the defense. He spent this year fixing the offense, bringing in Clint Kubiak and John Benton from the Saints staff. Andrew Janocco is the new quarterbacks coach from New Orleans. And their primary mission is to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball some more with that outside zone. So far, mixed results. Kenneth Walker's nursing a foot injury. They're maintaining him, limiting his reps and carries. He had a 100-yard game against Pittsburgh on only 13 carries last week. Zach Charbonnet has been actually the number one back in terms of reps so far, but he's doubtful to play today with a toe injury, which means George Helani, a second-year running back, will come in to be behind and maybe get a lot of reps for Spelling Walker and his foot issue. This team's a little bit beat up. You're catching them for this early in the season. The Seahawks have a lot of key starters out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greg, you mentioned, you know, being beat up. An issue for me, the biggest scare I have is, you know, looking at the Saints going into this game, the interior of the offensive line hasn't been great and has been banged up, too. We might have Trevor Penning back in the mix today. But for the fact of going against Seattle's D-line, man, oh, man, I feel like they're one of the biggest strengths of that Seattle squad.
Yeah, the defensive line has had a great start. You're right about that. Leonard Williams, Jaron Reed, Byron Murphy, they got the Marcus Lawrence in from 11 years at the Cowboys at defensive end. They rushed just 4 last week against Aaron Rodgers and still had the highest pressure rate in the league last week. They have the highest pressure rate in the league over the season right now at using 4 down line 83% of the time. They haven't blitzed a lot. They usually would send Devin Witherspoon on nickel blitzes, but now he's missed. Today would be the second game he's missed. They've played more coverage, but if they're getting the pressure again today on Spencer Rattler with just 4 down linemen, that's 7 to cover, and that's how the Seahawks have held teams with 17 points so far this season.
And then moving to the offense for Seattle, I just wanted, before we get into Darnold and the new look offensive line, which is very young for Seattle, I wanted to ask you about JSN, because I know that he was dealing with some flu issues yesterday or symptoms of that, but apparently he's going to be good to go. I was reading reports that he's going to actually play after being listed as questionable kind of late in the process. Jackson Smith and Jigba, you know, maybe not necessarily a household name, but someone that kind of had his breakout year last season in his second season with Seattle. We always talk about receivers making the year 3 leap, right? The best receivers, a lot of the times you'll see them get off to a decent start to their NFL careers, but by year 3, they've really established themselves as elite players. And so far, so good for JSN, who's got 17 catches in the first 2 weeks, which is 3rd in the NFL, 2nd in the NFL with 227 yards. Once again, he had a really strong 2024 campaign where he, in 17 games, caught 100 balls for over 1,100 yards, but it feels like he's kind of primed for a massive season with Sam Darnold in this offense.
Well, he's a household name if you're from Big Ten country in Columbus, Ohio.
That's
he,
true.
He tore up the Rose Bowl his junior year, 347 yards on 15 catches and 3 touchdowns. That game got him drafted, and he was a first-round pick of Seattle 2 years ago, one of 2 first-round picks they had along with Devin Witherspoon. 100-catch season, you mentioned, tied Tyler Lockett's team record out here for a season. This season so far, the distribution of the passes have been skewed toward Smith and Jigba. He had 13 targets on only 23 pass attempts in the opener from Sam Darnold, the new quarterback out here. And for the season, he's second in the league with 41% of his team's targets going to him. He's second in the league in receptions, second in yards. I think that's going to flatten out. Cooper Kupp emerged in the second half last week at Pittsburgh on the third down, in the slot as he was so many years for the Saints. They're going to get Elijah Arroyo, their second-round rookie tight end, more involved. Torrey Horton had been beset by an ankle injury at the end of the preseason. He's just now getting back to full strength, their fifth-round wide receiver, rookie from Colorado State, who actually beat out somebody you're a little familiar with, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, for the job. They end up cutting Scantling because of how good Torrey Horton, the rookie, was. You'll see Horton 15 today in the offense quite a bit. I don't expect them to target Smith and Jigba as heavily as they have the first two games throughout the season, but, yeah, he's become a trusted guy, a first-down guy, who a little bit like Tyler Lockett in that sense of being trusted by his quarterback to get the first downs and third down. But you'll see Kupp in the slot. You'll see them move Smith and Jigba around a lot more than he was last year when Lockett and Metcalf were here. And you'll see Torrey Horton, 15 today, being something of the DK Metcalf old X receiver role. Not that he's a Metcalf guy at all physically, but more of the down-the-field speed deep threat today.
So when you look at this game, Greg, and you know the keys to a victory for Seattle, who do you think could be one of those game wreckers for the Seahawks in this matchup against the Black and Gold?
Well, I would look at Elijah Arroyo, number 18, the rookie tight end. They haven't gotten him really involved yet in the pass game, but he's a pass-catching wide receiver first. He hasn't played as many snaps because his run blocking is still coming along. But in passing situations, he hasn't yet been a factor. I think he'll be. Maybe today's the day for that. And then Kenneth Walker, he got a full load of reps this week because Charbonnet wasn't practicing. This could be a bigger tote day than the 13 carries last week in Pittsburgh for Walker. And defensively, they have to, and you hear this all the time when people play the Saints, even though Alvin Kamara is 30 years old, you got to stop him first and see if they put the game in Rattler's hands in his fourth road start. That's the Seahawks' task, to shut down the run, third down and long situations so that their pass rush that's had such success in the front four gets after them. But look for Elijah Arroyo, somebody nobody's talking about, a rookie tight end number 18 to maybe have a bigger game than his first two.
You know, Greg, I wanted to ask you about the early returns on Sam Darnold, you know, coming over from Minnesota and the fantastic season that he had with the Vikings earned him a big payday with the Seahawks, who let Geno Smith go to Vegas. We got the Raiders game on TV here in the studio right now. But just want to get your kind of early returns from Darnold, his comfort level in that Seahawks offense with Clint Kubiak, and what you've seen from him in the first 2 weeks.
Well, he's had 3 turnovers in 2 games. He had a crushing fumble where Nick Bosa pushed his right tackle into him with 30 seconds left, and they were in the red zone down by 4 against the 49ers in the opener, and Darnold didn't secure the ball, lost it, turnover, game over. And then 2 really ugly interceptions in the first half in Pittsburgh, one on a ball a high school passer shouldn't throw with a corner underneath coverage on Smith and Jigba down the field. And yet they love how steady he is. They really impressed. The Seahawks players and coaches are both remarking about he's so the same, whether it's he's down 14-7 because of his 2 interceptions at the half at Pittsburgh. If he's trying to lead a 2-minute drive to beat San Francisco, playing from the front with a huge third down pass in the second half in Pittsburgh. But he's always the same. They like his poise, his leadership in those moments. He's got to quit the turnovers he's got to cut down on, obviously. But they haven't seen him operate in the full Kubiak offense yet. They haven't established the run and been in third and short situations to run the full arsenal of playbook that they hired Sam, they signed Sam Darnold for. But so far, inconclusively on the turnover situation, but other than that, they love the other intangibles he's bringing. They want to see him in the full offense if they can get the run game going on first and second down.
And then, Greg, my last one for you. I want to ask you about the offensive line for Seattle, which was, well, reportedly a nightmare last year for the Seahawks squad, and especially on the interior. They go out and get Gray Zabel, who shined at the Senior Bowl down here in Mobile, and they pick him with the 18th overall selection in the first round. We've talked to different Seahawks reporters throughout the week kind of previewing the game, and the one thing that keeps coming up with someone like Zabel is just like such a steady presence. He's like a veteran, even though he's a rookie, and just kind of how he's helped that offensive line go from what it was last year, where it was just a complete mess, to more kind of maybe stable this year is a good word for it. Just want to get your thoughts on Zabel and then that Seahawks offensive front.
Well, the offensive line's been a mess out here ever since they traded Max Unger to the Saints back in 2015 for Jimmy Graham. I mean, seriously, you can point at that. And ever since then, their offensive line's been in shambles. They've had 10 different centers in 10 years since they traded Max Unger. They have not, guys, spent a first-round pick on a guard like they did Gray Zabel this year. They hadn't done that since 2001, Steve Hutchinson. But that worked out all right for them. That's how much of an investment they made on the interior line. Anthony Bradford, an LSU guy a couple years ago, fifth-round pick, is the right tackle starting, and he was injured last year and only got a few starts last season. He's now more solidified at right guard. And they have Jalen Sundell, who was an undrafted rookie last year, is now the starting center. He was actually Gray Zabel's college roommate at North Dakota State for 3 years. They started next to each other at North Dakota State. Now they're starting next to each other here in Seattle. Zabel, presence-wise and effectiveness-wise, is like a seven-year vet. He blocks second- and third-level guys. He's pinning Max Crosby's and Nick Bosa's in his first couple starts. He looks like he's 28, 30 years old already. And well worth it, spending that pick on him. They think they have two bookend tackles in Charles Cross and Abe Lucas. They just extended Lucas for 3 years. They've got Cross on a fifth-year option next year at least, and they're trying to work on an extension for him. They're miles ahead of where they were just a couple years ago. They had Laken Tomlinson starting for them at left guard last year. That's where they were. And so they're way ahead. And they're still getting into the outside zone scheme, blocking scheme that Benton and Kubiak are coaching. But Gray Zabel alone has upgraded them. And it's because they finally invested in that interior of the line that they were reluctant to do for so long.
Greg Bell covers the Seahawks for the Tacoma News Tribune. Thank you so much for the time. I hope you have a great game day. I know there's plenty of coffee at the stadium awaiting.
Not hard to come by coffee here. It's kind of like rain. It's always falling on you.
Awesome stuff. Thanks again, Greg.
Enjoy the game. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Check out Greg on X, Greg G Bell Seattle, at G Bell Seattle. You can follow him there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.